Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Carlo Sullivan is with us in studio today. How's things?
I'm good, Andrea. How are you?
Do you know what? I'm pretty good form. I was thrilled, though, when I heard this morning. Here comes the sun.
The sun is shining in Dublin. It's absolutely glorious. Wait a minute,
what is it? 18, 19 degrees
today?
Yeah,
highs of 18 and 19, and it's just to get hotter this weekend.
Amazing.
Hotter than the Canaries, dare I say? So Alan O'Reilly of Carlow Weather has been kind of cracking down on the numbers and saying that the highest forecast for the weekend coming this Friday at 21 degrees. Ooh. So especially in the west of the country, I'm looking here at Galway and Doolin and Castlebar, places like that, all hitting around 21 this Friday. So like if you're heading west for the weekend, you can hope for good weather. And like it's all over the country. We're really getting this high pressure coming in. And I think it improves everyone's form. Everyone's in a better mood and like there's just kind of a collective happiness around the country.
Oh, absolutely. No question. It's a pity it wouldn't stick around for the Maybank holiday.
I know. Well, just we can fingers crossed, Andrea.
Who knows? Right. I bet you this is up your street. Spend the weekend over drinking. Monday's overthinking. Will I find a better plan? Will I try my best and I'll die trying? It's just the way I am. Can you jive?
No, I cannot, and I can't stand it.
You can't stand
even
it?
Even if I'm from Donegal.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Well, I love to jive. I learned to jive at, I'd say, the age of 11 at my uncle's wedding. Yeah, my mother taught me, and I've been jiving ever since. Anytime I get a chance to, I will. But no more than Molly Quinn and Des O'Hare, who are the All-Ireland champions.
I was watching a clip of them on TikTok, would you believe, the other day.
Yeah, they're both just 18, and Molly's from Tyrone, and Des is from County Armagh. Dancing Des, as they call them. But they won the over 18s competition at the weekend, and it was in Ballinasloe in the Shearwater Hotel, and it's a huge event. Like the amount of people there, but it was just excellent to see two young people coming out on top of this massive competition. And like jiving is having a real moment at the moment.
Oh my god, it's been having a resurgence for about a decade. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, well, Caitlin Cummins, who's the current Rose Tralee, she jived for her talent last year, and she's been kind of bringing it to Dancing with Stars and whatnot. But also in Wicklow and Rathdrum, Emily Fleming and Tara Byrne are two young jivers doing the Leaving Cert this year, and they've set up a thing called ET Jivers. So every Friday night, her and a couple of their friends head down to the local hall, and all they do is jive, two-step, line dance, the whole lot, just to, I suppose, get out of the headspace of the Leaving Cert and enjoy a bit of dancing. And it's a really like local story, and I really loved it from the two girls, Emily Fleming and Tara Byrne.
I was listening to this a little earlier this morning, and I was just thinking, what about this in every workplace across the country? Would it help to build teamwork?
It's fine.
Your producer started singing at your desk now, Andrew. Would you start giving out to them?
No, I like total silence at the desk. There's always one or two, and next thing you'll hear the humming, and it drives me nuts.
Drives you off. Well, singing together in the office apparently improves teamwork. So new research from the University of Vienna shows that it particularly works well in tasks that require coordination among several people. So I feel like this, for me in my head, it's kind of those production line companies and people working maybe in factories and stuff like that. The researchers in Vienna say that singing together in work links base of cognitive timing of mechanisms to the evolution of collective human practices. So I suppose, like, I don't know, the work we do would sing in
should
a bit
nothing
of
done.
Yeah, absolutely nothing done. Now, up on where I work in 98FM, we do have a bit of music playing, and you do catch yourself singing along sometimes. And it's nearly driving the person beside you mental. So I don't know if it would work where we work, but the recent study says it just strengthens social bonds, improves coordination, and it's all about kind of synchronization.
So a 10-minute choir break in all of the accountancy and legal firms across the country.
I think you should lead the News Talk choir going forward now, maybe.
We'll not be long losing listeners if I heard that call. But anyway, I wonder, is she signing up for the Celebrity Traitors?
Well, Joanne. McNally, Andrea, has dropped the biggest hint yet that she's... So listeners will know Alan Carr was the big star to come out of the Celebrity Traitors last year. And we'll have the Irish one coming in very soon. But Joanne McNally, the comedian, has dropped the biggest hint yet on her, her podcast, My Therapist Goes to Me with Vogue Williams, saying she has a job coming up and that she's not allowed to have her phone for it. So one would assume that it's some form of reality TV show or something like that, because Vogue did go on to say that she did I'm a Celebrity last year. She wasn't allowed her phone, obviously, in the jungle for that. And after 2 days...
Which comes first? The I'm a Celebrity or the Celebrity Traitors?
The Traitors will be first. Well, right. The Traitors is up for filming very soon in the next couple of weeks. So people who have kind of... Peter Crouch, the former England soccer player, Danny Dyer, Cheryl Cole, also rumoured to be heading to the castle in Scotland, and to name a few, Hugh Grant and Alison Hammond also in there.
That'd be good, wouldn't it?
It would be good. But it'd be great to see Joanne get a bit of... Because Maura Higgins did it in the US.
Oh, yeah.
And she's gone from strength to strength. She's just getting so famous in the US now, but it'd be great to see Joanne over there.
I wonder, will this be the sound of the summer? Oh, you're tripping by, boy, you're satisfied. You're satisfied.
Yes, that is Jazzy and Calvin Harris there.
How did that collab come about?
Jazzy actually posted on her Instagram there this weekend saying she got into the studio with Calvin Harris, one of her biggest role models in the music industry, in December. Had a beautiful day working with him and just cracked out this tune called Satisfy. We got a teaser there this weekend of whatever it is, 30 seconds of it. But Calvin Harris had so many hits and he's playing Marley
Calvin
Park.
Calvin Harris is huge. Like for an Irish artist, for Jazzy, I think, to get to team up with him,
it's incredible.
It's unbelievable.
Well, she's just off the back of playing Coachella. So like, I assume she's just going to, like, we hear the name every summer, Jazzy coming out with a different name, but coming out with a song with Calvin Harris and like, listeners here, there, like, it is a bit catchy. So, like, I assume it's going to be on loop now. Over
like,
the next...
for perspective now, right? I first saw Jazzy about 2 years ago at C Sessions in Bundoran.
Yeah.
She's at Coachella now this year.
It's incredible.
So just, you know.
Yeah, like, it's absolutely incredible. That, like, and she's just, she's a real Dublin girl, like, kind of very local. And, like, you always see her kind of going back to her roots.
Fair play to her. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Colin O'Sullivan, thanks a million for popping into us to, you know, bring us just a little bit of cheer and good news this Wednesday afternoon.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.